29 Americans have been killed by hostile fire since President Bush declared an end to major combat in Iraq. Today, the story of one of those Americans, U.S. Army Sergeant Timothy Michael Conaway. He was buried in his hometown of Enterprise, Alabama, yesterday. The 22-year-old Army Ranger was killed in a car explosion in Baghdad. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Conaway's fellow Ranger served as pallbearers, carrying his flag-draped silver casket to a small tent where his family was waiting on the grounds of Meadow Lawn Cemetery.
One, two, three.
Conaway was a member of the 3rd Battalion, 75th Ranger Regiment, based in Fort Benning, Georgia. He was on his fourth tour in Iraq and had only been in the country a few days when he and another soldier from Alabama were killed in an apparent ambush. A car packed with explosives blew up on the side of a Baghdad road as their vehicle passed. Sergeant Fernando Gonzalez served with Conaway for more than 3 years.
We all know that it can happen, and we know eventually if you stay in the business long enough, it will happen, but you never really plan for it to happen to somebody you know close. You always think it's going to be somebody else, another platoon, another company, but never the guy that fought alongside you.
Gonzalez says Conaway was an awesome soldier, a sentiment echoed by others in his battalion, Ranger Johnny Martin.
He was my best friend of all. He's a really great guy. He was very honorable. Excuse me.
Tim was the son of James Kenneth and Sally Ann Conaway. He grew up in Enterprise, a small military town in southeast Alabama. Family and friends say he was strong-willed as a child, or full of the dickens, according to his grandmother, Violet Reed. She had not seen him since he became a soldier.
Last time I saw him, he was graduating high school. That was 4 years ago, and he was so busy with his classmates and getting ready to go to the Army and everything that he didn't have too much time to sit with me, but I sat in the living room, and every time he'd go by, he'd come over and hug me and say, "I love you, Grandma," and I'll never forget it.
Reed recalls fussing at him back then about giving her a great-grandbaby, and now her wish is coming true. Conaway's widow, Catherine, is 5 months pregnant with his son.
I'm so happy that they're going to have a baby that's going to be named for him. We'll have another little Timmy to take his place.
Conaway seemed destined to be in the military. Both of his grandfathers served in World War II, and his great-grandfather was in the Spanish-American War. His father, James, was an Army man.
He was doing what he loved to do. So. I'm very proud of him. Proud of both my sons.
Tim's older brother, 25-year-old Mark Conaway, is an Army recruiter. He says their dad's military career was an inspiration.
We knew from a real young age that this is what we were both going to do. And Tim is always very competitive. And so naturally, when it came time to join the Army, he wanted to choose the absolute hardest job that he could get into. And so that's what he did.
At his burial, Conaway's fellow Rangers fired 3 volleys in honor of their fallen comrade. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.